Alaska's three-way race for governor is now a two-ticket contest after Democratic candidate Byron Mallott and independent Bill Walker declared they will be running together. Today is the last day for changes to the November ballot, and that deadline kept the Mallott and Walker campaigns negotiating until late last night before announcing the two men will run together, Walker as governor and Mallott as lieutenant governor, on an independent ticket. Walker says the decision of who should ultimately be the man to run for the governor's job under the unity ticket was a decision driven by data.
We've seen a number of polls over the last few months, and so we've seen how things are coming out. And on a head-to-head poll, we just took right after the primary, had me about 4 or 5 points ahead of Governor Parnell. So the numbers really drove that decision.
It was a decision endorsed by Mallott's Democratic colleagues. The party's central committee voted 89-2 Monday night for the switch to an independent ticket. Mallott will drop his party's Democratic nomination despite an easy victory in last month's primary, and Walker will likewise forego his past Republican affiliation. The two will appear on the Alaska First unity ticket. With Mallott now running as lieutenant governor, the men who were hoping for the job, Walker's running mate Craig Fleener and Mallott's Hollis French, will resign and step away from the campaign.
I'm very appreciative of their willingness to put Alaska's interests ahead of politics. So we look forward to an administration that is nonpartisan, not based upon one political persuasion or another.
Walker says he's focusing on Alaska's high energy costs and says he'll continue to berate Governor Sean Parnell for what Walker calls deficit spending.
We borrow about $7 million a day, Alaska does, from our savings account to stay afloat, and we can do that for about 5 years. We will reach the point that when we run out of savings, what then? And so it really is the fiscal cliff that caused me concern.
Despite agreement from both campaigns, the merged ticket is still far from certain. Any changes to the November ballot must first be approved by the lieutenant governor's office. Just how the change at the Division of Elections will play out will be seen in the coming days.